John's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 5 to 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." So ends the gospel. Grief, it seems, is something that most adults have experienced. Death of a loved one, disappointment, the end of a relationship, the loss of a job, or some other failure. Each of us, you know, really has our own story to tell. And each of us can name the terror and emptiness that we have felt at those times. Of course, the disciples were grieving their friend, their teacher, their leader, the one they had left everything for was leaving them. Yet there is something different in this exchange that Jesus has with his disciples. It's the promise of an advocate. And the explanation of what that advocate will do on behalf of Jesus. One of the things that I believe happens when we as believers bear witness to a reality we have experienced is that everyone we tell becomes a witness too. That is, everyone we tell also becomes responsible for what they have heard and what they now know. That's clearly one of the messages we proclaim in this Easter season, isn't it? Jesus promised an advocate for the disciples who would enable them to understand Jesus' word. Trust in him and bear witness to him. We call that advocate God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus will not leave them alone. They will be filled with the power of the Spirit. And in similar fashion, we have not been left alone. The Spirit is with us. And we know that Spirit is with us when we know the right thing to say, when we know what to do in the midst of what is otherwise chaotic or confusing, when we feel peaceful in spite of what is going on around us. We're not alone, even though we are so into our fear and terror, we may sometimes forget that. Yet we need to make room for God's Spirit to act, and to act through us. So let this be our prayer for today. Whenever we are fearful, let us remind ourselves that we are not alone. May our hearts rest in the knowledge that Jesus is with us when we are in need, and may our fear be turned into joy.